Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. Our first guest is here to preview her first Friday, December gallery walk opening tomorrow. It's kind of called Detox Art and starts at 3:30 at Moon Cycle Medicine. Welcome to the show, Christian Carrillo. It's so nice to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. I was looking at your website earlier and trying to figure out what kind of an artist you are. And I think it might be best if you just describe to our listeners what all you do.
I try to dabble in everything, but I am a surrealist, I guess. I started sketching since high school and as a kid, and I only started taking it seriously in college and found myself doing more of surreal stuff. So,
okay. And I was seeing paintings, photography, illustrations, some poetry.
Yeah, it's diary stuff. That was a conceptual show that I had at the Jack.
And you had a show up at the City Museum recently. Is that
yes.
right? Tell us about that.
I think that it went on for the entire summer. It felt like I think it started in May until end of September. And that was really cool. That was my first time ever showing in a museum. It was called Legacy. So essentially the things that I'm hanging at Moon Cycle is some of the stuff that I had up at the City Museum, but I revamped it and added more detail into it so that it was more specific.
Got it.
And different.
Thank you for sending me those images. I have them at ktoo.org. I'm not getting it to load here at the moment, but listeners, you can go to ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon and see some examples of Christian's work there. So Legacy 2019 was that show, and then this is just sort of a revamping?
Yeah.
Cool. Go ahead.
Tell you more about it? Yeah. So basically, I am trying to talk more about how we are such a consumer society. We throw away things. We buy things covered in plastic, and we forget about it. We forget about it after the moment we use it. And I want to shine a light on the fact that we need to change our behaviors. And though it's not riding on our shoulders, it's helpful to show that we care enough to change these things that are so normal in our society.
Right. And I'm thinking, so Social Path, that was in 2018, that show. Seeing Red, 2012. There's always a social message, it seems like,
yes,
in your work.
I always want to have a message. I feel that the most interesting art to me, in my opinion, is something that is saying something important. So bringing light to things that are not often talked about or in conversation and parties no one wants to talk about because it's a downer. And so I guess I'm a button pusher in that sense.
One of the pieces I think that you're going to show tomorrow is the whale.
Yes.
Can you describe that for our listeners?
So it is a humpback whale submerged. It's not in any air and it is swallowing a can of Campbell soup. And I chose that because it's a pop culture reference that we see from Andy Warhol, and it's not where somebody has to guess, like, what is that whale swallowing? It's swallowing garbage, and it's in our oceans. And so inside of the mouth of this humpback whale is more garbage, tires, plastic bags, et cetera. I think there's, like, a bike in there as well, but you can't see it. In my head, I knew it was painting a bike. Some tires in there. But, yeah, just we know how they eat. They take their mouths, bring it wide open, and gulp a huge thing of water. And hopefully it's krill, but nowadays it's trash. So.
Right. What's the size of that piece and what's it painted
in? It's 16 by 20 and it's oil on canvas and it's already framed and ready for purchasing. So come on by.
And we should mention where it is and what time. We'll get
yes.
And let's get back to the art.
So first Friday, December 1st Friday, it's the holidays. So, you know, you want to go over there. You don't know what to get your significant other, family member, friend. Go over there. I'm going to have some prints, mouse pads, and there's going to be the original pieces hanging at Moon Cycle Medicine.
Right? If somebody hasn't been there, how would you describe how
it's right
there?
Across from Shoe Fly. It's I'm not entirely sure which floor it is, but it's pretty high up there. There's going to be some signage.
All right.
There's going to be also a drinking station for electrolytes. You know, stay hydrated. It's going to be a lot of walking around, and they're offering a lot of things to help you detox your life. So it coincides with what my work is. They want to help, you know, with blood pressure. I think there's a free blood pressure situation happening there. It's all on Facebook. but there's a lot of things going on.
Remind us of your Facebook page.
It is Christian, spelled like Christiane, Carrillo Art on Facebook. And you can also find me on Instagram under the same, which is Christian Carrillo Art.
Okay. Good details. Thank you. Back to the art. Tell us about another piece that you're going to have in the show.
I have this little, I think it's a 10 by 10 of portrait of my niece, Nixie. And it was when she was 1 year old. And I didn't want to use a stock photo to convey a cute kid. So I got her photo and painted her. And originally it was about being careful with people and being careful with people's feelings and their past and their traumas. And I wanted to use an innocent child to, label that somebody, you know, when a baby's born, they're perfect. They've done nothing wrong yet. And so that was my model for that. And it was originally for Social Path. And it was because my friend was walking around when she was, I don't know, maybe 10. And her mom used to always tell her, be careful. And then one day she came upon this deer that was bloated. It was a dead deer. And she poked it, and apparently the stomach blew up. And she's like, now I understood at that moment when I was a kid that what be careful means is because we're made of balloons. So it's actually an open carcass of my niece, and there's balloons inside. But now I've made it so that this floating piece of grass is a clump of land. And when you pull it out, there's all this debris that's in our soil. Because we forget that, like, over the years, you know, our legacy is, what is it going to be? It's plastic. Versus, what did the Greek people leave, the Roman people leave? They have coliseums and statues, but we have garbage.
On your Facebook page, I think you sort of made a before and after video of that piece.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes. I tend to show my progress in the work to keep people interested and look out for me. And it's just a before and after of that. As you saw, it was just a patch of grass and pink clouds. And then now it's a little floating island of trash.
And tell us about another piece.
Let's see. I have an acrylic piece. I used to be a dental lab technician, and I created dentures for a living, which was really fun. And we would have a lot of scraps and a lot of teeth that we were no longer using because they're old and there's better ones out there now. And so my supervisor was like, you know, you could do whatever you want with this. I know you're an artist. So I would just grab the extra acrylic and put them together and attach teeth to them. And so I made this little octopus mutant with molars on top of its head. And that's also for sale. It's, I think, 1.5 inch by 1.5 inch roughly. And it's acrylic and it's basically made of denture material. And you could have it at your home.
Thinking about this collection of work, what do you hope people will take away from it?
I hope people become more mindful by the way they consume. For the last 2 years, I've started to live my life with less plastic. It's nearly impossible with the kind of world we live in, and everything is easier through plastic. You know, we buy fruit, and if we don't want to chop it up, it's in plastic. And so I'm trying to buy fruit whole, and I'm just going to have to butcher it myself. And I try not to eat as much meat. I still eat fish, Alaskan salmon, you know, but I don't buy packaged meat anymore. I don't buy bottled water. So it's the little things we can do to show that, like, hey, your prices have decreased because you're using plastic instead of biodegradable material.
Okay. What's the future hold for you? What's your next show going to look like?
I don't know. Probably weirder stuff because I've been tame. I've been tamed by Juno being back. I used to live in the Bay, and I went all out over there. But over here, I'm a little more tame because I don't want to scare people. So watch out, guys. I'm going to come up with weirder stuff.
Can you give us the details on tomorrow night once more, please?
Yes. Tomorrow night at Mooncycle Medicine. It's going to be across the street from Shoefly. Go inside that door. Go up the stairs. Look for signage. I will be over there. Kayla will be over there. We're looking for input for ways that you want to detox your life and your everyday. And there's some free blood pressure tests and electrolyte bar is what she called it, I think. And it's during First Friday. So just come on by. We're right upstairs of everything that's going on out there, too. There's going to be some beautiful lights. Take some pictures. Go inside.
And please remind us of your Facebook and your website.
And my Facebook is Christian Carrillo Art on Facebook, and as well as Instagram. And my website is, you could just DuckDuckGo me. I don't use Google. And you could just Google my name and you can find me. But it's under cargocollective.com/Christian Carrillo.
It's been so nice talking to you.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Yeah, likewise. Is there anything I'm missing? Anything else you'd like to share?
I think that's it. Just cool. Watch out for me in the future. Hopefully I'll have more shows in town.
All right.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.